The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Gee, But You're Swell. And now, we're ready to hear from...
Pardon me, Harlow. You dropped something. It's a snapshot.
Oh, thanks, Elmo. That's a picture taken in my sister's kitchen. Said she wanted me to see how fine the floor looked after she used Johnson's glow coat. Look, you can see, even in this small picture, how that linoleum shines. Notice that highlight?
Gee, that's a swell-looking floor.
Sure. She said in her letter that glow coat had made the floor look so much brighter and fresher that several people had asked her if she didn't have new linoleum. She's as proud as can be, and says she's glad to prove for herself that I've been telling the truth all these many months when I've been saying that Johnson's Glow Coat certainly does save time and work. Why, right before your eyes, it changes dull old floors into lovely, bright surfaces. You don't have to do any rubbing or buffing when you use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. And now we give you those two long shots of the human race, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Got a toothpick, Molly?
No, why?
I got a seed in my teeth from that opening raspberry.
Don't be so sensitive, McGee. You're too thin-skinned.
Well, what's the matter with being thin-skinned? After all, an apple keeps longer than a watermelon.
Sure, but it's the thick-skinned animals that live longest. Now you take the rhinoceros or the elephant.
How about a harpopotamus? Wonder if he heard me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, shucks. Just my luck.
Listen, McGee, speaking of hippopotamuses, are you going back to that trainer again for some more physical culture?
Well, I don't know, Molly. After all, I got no ambition to go around with my muscles bulging like a dozen pigeons up my sleeve.
Oh, it isn't that, McGee, but you should take more exercise to build up your resistance.
Why, that's silly. I can't think of anything I want to resist.
Just the same, I think you should. You know, you're awful broad-shouldered in the hip.
Kind of wide across the pistol pockets, huh? But I think I can accomplish the same thing with diet.
You know, I tried that, too.
Yeah?
Once I went on a diet of whole wheat toast and tea and salad.
Well, how'd it work?
Not bad. Only I didn't have much appetite for my regular meals.
Well, I think people are inclined to get too serious about their health. They ought to laugh and play more.
That's a lovely idea, but it'll never get you anywhere.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, where would Jimmy Durante have been today if he'd have kept his nose to the grindstone?
Ah, you've got a fine philosophy of life. You'll never be a success.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I hit the jackpot twice last week over Joe's cigar store. Sure. You can't do that unless you live right.
Nevertheless, McGee, you ought to have a figure more like Ted Weems. Take a look at him. Slim and handsome.
Oh. Ed's too slim, Molly. You know what happened to him yesterday?
What?
Well, the boys got through playing, and Ted was standing there all dressed up in that new black overcoat of his, and Parker Gibbs carried him clear home, thinking he was a clarinet.
You know, I'm going to ask Ted how he keeps in condition. Oh, Ted.
Well, what's the matter, Molly?
Oh, nothing, Ted.
Listen, Ted, how on earth do you keep so slim and all?
Setting up exercises.
Oh. Yeah, he sets up all night worrying about his figure.
What kind of setting up exercises, Ted?
Well, you see this baton?
Yes. Hmm?
This baton only weighs an ounce.
Oh.
For a heavy workout, I use a 3-ounce baton.
Oh.
Keeps me in fine shape.
You sounded a little muscle-bound on that last number. You didn't write the athlete's anthem, did you, Ted?
Athlete's anthem?
Yeah, Swing Mr. Charlie Horse.
No, but I did the lyrics for the Biceps Ballet.
Biceps Ballet?
What was that?
You know, da, 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 muscle tough. But why don't you talk to Perry Como? All the girls are crazy about him. I'll send him over.
Now, you see, McGee, Ted's a success because he keeps in shape.
Yeah, well, Paul Whiteman ain't on relief either.
That may be, but... Oh, here comes Perry now. Oh, hello, Perry.
Hi, Perry.
Ted said you wanted to speak to me.
Yes, you know, I've been trying to tell McGee he ought to keep up with his physical training. Oh, he isn't fat or anything, but just soft. Well, I can't even get him to do a thing around the house, Terry.
Go on, I shined up the kitchen floor this morning, didn't I?
Yes, but we used Johnson's glow coat, so you knew it was the easiest job in the house. How am I doing, Mr. Wilcox?
You took the words right out of my script.
But seriously, Perry, how do you keep fit?
I've got a dog.
A dog?
Oh, well, that's a big help. You got a dog. Well, what does that prove?
Well, I've got to take the dog for a walk, haven't I?
Oh. Yes.
I've had to walk with him, don't I?
Oh, you see, McGee, if you're pouchy, get a poochie.
I don't think you got anything there, Molly.
Well, thanks a lot, Perry. That's a grand idea. It gives you plenty of exercise, does it?
Does it? I've worn out 3 greyhounds already.
Oh.
If there's anything else I can tell you, Sam.
Shucks, a dog. Imagine Joe Lewis training for a fight by parading a poodle around the park.
Say, listen, McGee. Hmm? What do you say we go downtown and get a dog?
Oh, now, Molly,
McGee, you've always said you wanted a dog.
Yes, but I don't
feel... Oh, think of it. Just think of it. Who is it that waits patiently on the doorstep for the master to come home?
Oh,
with a warm welcome in his big brown eyes. Who jumps up on you and depends on you to give him his supper?
Your Uncle Dennis. There's an Irish terrier.
Sometimes I wonder what's in store for me. Your love could open heaven's door to me. But you don't care a straw about me. That's life, I guess. My days and nights all start and halt with you. My sugared kisses taste like salt to you. But why should I find fault with you? That's life, I guess. The world was bright when you loved me. Sweet was the touch of your lips. The world went dark when you left me. And then there came a total eclipse. Nobody knows how cruel fate can be. How close together love and hate can be. Goodbye, just clean the slate for me. That is life, I guess. Nobody knows how cruel fate can be, how close together love and hate can be. Goodbye, just clean the slate for me. That's life, I guess, yeah.
here, looking in the window of the Wistful Vista Pet Shop on the corner of 14th and Oak Street, we find those two prospective puppy purchasers, Fibber and Molly.
Oh, ain't them cute puppies in that window, Molly? Bring the good old beagle, boy.
Sure are. Say, what kind of a dog do you think we ought to get, McGee?
Well, I don't know, Molly. You remember that little white pup in The Thin Man? I'd like one like that.
Why?
Well, I might find Myrna Loy on the other end of the leash.
Don't be silly, McGee. I think I'd like a peek.
At what?
A Pekingese digger. Think how nice one would look with me brown fur coat.
What? All right, but don't let him wear that red hat. Oh, them puppies are having a lot of fun, ain't they?
Yeah.
How about that one? What would you say he was? A wire hair with a short circuit?
Well, I think his mother must have been a Mexican careless.
Looks like a police dog had been crossed with a coach dog and they'd got a patrol wagon with a tail.
You mean a patrol with a tail wagon?
Yeah.
Well, come on, let's go in.
Okay.
Huh?
Hello, Tavari. Hello, Babushka.
Oh, hi. Hi, Vodka. Are you the proprietor here?
Sure, Tavari. I'm being expert on all animal kinds, from little elephants up to big trained fleas.
Hmm. From elephants to fleas, eh? Looks kind of like Frank Buck, don't he, Molly?
Oh, he's too big.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say about a buck and a quarter. Well, we're looking for a dog.
Yeah.
Good, Babushka. When you are looking at me, you are looking at a beautiful dog which I have plenty of them in windows and back rooms.
You see, Bud...
My husband here needs exercise, so he thought if he got himself a...
Don't mention it, Babushka. I am catching on quick. Are you leaving in houses or apartments?
Well, a house, but
I'm selling you just what you need, Tavares. English sheepdog.
We haven't any sheep.
Well, maybe he wants to sell us some sheep, too. Stop us if you've herded them, Bud. Get it, Mom?
It ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. Okay, I'm not fussy. The fact is, Bud, we don't care what his nationality is if he can walk.
You will be liking this dog. It is Bedlington. You will no doubtless wanting two of him.
Oh, I see. Twin Bedlington.
You see, Bud, being an old pet shop owner myself, I understand the difference.
Excuse me, please. I must answer a telephone.
Oh, don't mention it, I'm sure.
Mm.
Now, what were you going to tell him, Mr. Ex-Pet Shop Prop?
I was just going to tell him about the time I had me a pet shop. I was done. Oh, you back already, Bud?
Duh.
I was just telling my wife here about when I used to have me my pet shop. Back in Peoria. Pet Shop McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, dear.
Pet Shop McGee, the perspicacious purchaser of pet pigs, playful ponies, peppy pups, and popular promoter of parrot production in Peoria.
That's so. I'm very glad, Tavari.
You interrupted me, Bud.
Sure.
I was going to tell you about the time I had me some smart dogs displayed in the window of my shop. There was a Scotty, a wire hair, two Doberman pinchers, and a Dachshund. Well, sir, one day I had me a little auto accident and was detained at the police station. I kept worrying about my dogs, about who was going to feed them and all. But, shucks, I had all my worry for nothing.
Well, how's that, McGee?
Well, sir, when I got back, I found that them dogs picked the lock so the Dachshund could scoot through and get the biscuits.
Picked the lock?
Mm-hmm.
Those dogs?
Yeah, it was the Scotty's idea, you see. Two of the dogs twisted the wire hair till he fit the lock.
Well, how did they do that?
With a pair of Doberman pinchers.
Excuse me, Tavarich, but I'm seeing you are a pet shop man, and I'm asking favors for a minute. What's store for me while I'm going for a few minutes to see my cousin, Ivan Kuprachkin Yalko Prazatsky?
What's his first name?
Gus.
Listen here, we can't...
No, I don't know, but
for doing this, Tavarich, I'm giving you special discount on dog buying. Dobra.
Dobra to you, too. Can you imagine
it? McGee, every time you open your mouth, you put your foot in it up to your hip.
Well, how did I know him? Oh, here comes Ted Weems carrying a parrot. Hi, Ted. What can we do for you?
Do you fix parrots?
Well, what's the matter with him? Looks like a pretty good parrot to me, except for that bandage around his beak and his neck's all twisted to one side.
What happened to him, Ted?
I had a party at my house, and Parker Gibbs tried to open a bottle of ginger ale with him.
Well, take him home, and we'll send you a bill.
Okay.
Can you imagine that, McGee? Trying to use a poor parrot's beak to open a ginger ale bottle.
Well, what's funny about that? Shucks, they used the mayor to open the new public library.
Trust me, McGee. Cute girl, too.
I'll wait on her. Hi, sis. What can we do for you? Need some accessories? We got everything from hippo harness to guppy galoshes.
No, never mind. I'll wait, please.
Wait for what, sis?
Oh, I'll just wait, that's all.
Oh, well, you must want something.
Oh, maybe she wants to look around a little while. Anything I can show you, sis? Something in a four-legged friend?
Yes, give me a chair.
Okay. Here you are. Sit down, miss.
Thank you.
Now, when you want something, just speak up, dearie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll get it, McGee.
Okay.
Hello? Wistful Vista Pet Shop. Molly McGee speaking. Yes? Yes, I see. Just a minute, please.
What's the matter, Molly?
Lady wants to know what to feed her guppies.
Well, tell her just feed them lightly in the morning with a little milk and cornbread. Let them have an old shoe to chew on during the day. Then in the evening, some mush or slightly cooked hamburger. And take them out for a walk 4 times a day.
Guppies?
What?
Guppies?
Oh, I thought you said puppies. Tell her to swim over here with them someday and we'll work out a diet.
Hello? I think you've got the wrong number, madam.
Yeah.
Now, McGee, maybe the girl over there has made up her mind what she wants.
Well, I'll see. How about it, sis? You know what you want now?
Yes, I do.
Fine. What'll it be?
I'll just wait.
Oh. She'll wait, Molly.
Wait for what? Well,
search me, I suppose. Oh, look, it's Silly Watson.
Hi, Miss McGee. Y'all working here now?
Oh, just temporarily, Silly. Why?
Well, when you get through, could y'all come down to the jailhouse and see, could you explain my brother to the jail man?
Your brother considerable?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's he in for, Silly?
30 days, please, ma'am.
No. She means, what did he do?
Well, it ain't what did he do, Miss McGee. It's what he gonna do.
And what's that?
30 days.
Yes, and still, what was he arrested for?
Well, sir, considerable, he's a musician.
Yeah.
Only musician stuff is kind of scarce around here right now. So he get himself a job with a farmer.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, ma'am. The old farmer, he had to bring my brother a new hoe every day, mostly.
A new hoe?
Yes, sir. My brother, he hit him under the barn.
He what?
He hit him. The old farmer, he found out where my brother had hit him, and he had him pinned. He said, boy, what for you do this? I'm considerable, you tell it.
What did he tell him?
Well, he said he was holding little old potatoes facing the hay field, and every time he seen the folks making hay, hay, he got to hide the hole. Goodbye, Mr.
Ted Weems and the boys playing Linger a While, embellished and decorated by Elmo Tanner's whistling. Now, if you'll linger a while, I'd like to give you a hint on home decoration. Begin with your floors if you want to make everything in the room look better. Whether it's the kitchen or the living room, the condition of the floors and linoleum can either make or break the appearance of the whole room. Why not let Johnson's Glow Coat polish your floors for you? It saves you the work of rubbing or buffing. It gives floors a gleaming polish that sheds ugly dirt and keeps off disfiguring stains. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat is so easy to use. You merely spread a little of this liquid polish lightly over the floor surface with a soft cloth or the long-handled Glow Coat applier. In 20 minutes, the floor will be shining, and ever after it will be so much easier to care for. Ask your dealer tomorrow for Glow Coat in the attractive yellow can with the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson's Glow Coat. And I guess you know that you save money by ordering the larger sizes. Well, the McGees are still in charge of the Wistful Vista Pet Shop, and they still don't know what their lady customer wants.
McGee.
Hmm?
Maybe she's made up her mind now. Ask her again.
Okay. How about it, sis? You know what you want yet?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's the stuff. What'll it be?
I'll wait.
Dad, Reddit, you'll wait for what?
Oh, never mind. I'll just wait.
Well, I know, but look here, you...
McGee.
Huh?
The customer's always right. Oh, how do you do, sir? What can we do for you?
I want a cat.
Oh, a cat, huh? Well, we only got one, Bud, that little brown one over there.
What is it, a tan Persian?
No, chocolate Maltese.
No, thanks. No, thanks. Too rich.
That's nice going, McGee. Anything else you can do to ruin the business here?
What do you mean, ruin it? Say, I know more about the pet shop racket than anybody else. Why, mind the time, John. Oh, Mrs. Wearybottom. Hi, Weary.
Oh, hello, folks. What are you doing working in here among all these goldfish and canaries and cats and stuff and dogs? I'll never forget my uncle when he made his will. He insisted on being put in a mausoleum built in the shape of a kennel. He said he'd been in the doghouse all his life. He didn't know why he should change now. What a horrible necktie you got on.
Oh, you don't like it, eh? Well, listen, Weary, how about buying some of these Japanese fantails? Oriental Sally Rand goldfish, we call them.
I've got a lot of goldfish in the house now. My neighbors say they keep them awake all night, splashing around. Why, when I got those goldfish, they didn't even look like goldfish, and my brother used to sing a song like, "When your hair is turned to silver," only he called it, "When your herring is turned to goldfish, I will carp no more today." He was an awful fool, my brother was. It's real slippery out, ain't it?
When your herring is turned to shucks. What a song.
Not half as good as the Glow Coat song.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. What's the Glow Coat song?
In the gleaming, oh, my Glow Coat.
Oh, my Glow Coat. Listen, Harpo, what did you want?
I want some fish food.
Yeah, you want to eat it here or take it home?
I get it. I know when I'm not wanted. Good boss.
Molly, see if that girl over there's made up her mind what she wants.
Okay. Now then, dearie, are you ready to buy something?
No, thank you.
Well, you going to sit there all day, sis?
Yes, if necessary.
If necessary to what? Can't you tell us what you want?
Yes.
Okay, what?
I want to wait.
Oh. Okay, but you'll have to leave when we close up.
Get the phone, McGee.
All right. Hello. Yes? What? A leash for a dog? No, we don't leash our dogs, sis. We sell them outright. Oh, is that so? Trying to get funny with me. Sis. Well, what can we do for you, Bud?
How do you do, my little mongrel merchants?
Well, how do you do, I'm sure.
Allow me to introduce myself. Well. I'm Horatio K. Boomer of the Boomer Dog and Pony Shows. I'm looking for a small dog that can do tricks.
Oh.
Just lost my most valuable canine. Splendid animal, splendid. Could find anything anywhere, yes, sir.
What kind of tricks did he do?
Quite a retriever.
Retriever?
Used to retrieve pocketbooks from all over the circus ground.
Well.
If I can't get another one, I'll have to go into retriever champ. Yes, sir. Yes, he's a very fine dog. Wouldn't touch a wallet with less than $5 in it. Very intelligent animal. Worked for me for years. Never tore a customer's hip pocket.
That's a fine thing to teach a dog to do, Boomer. Make a pickpocket out of him.
Why, sure. We wouldn't sell you a dog for that purpose.
Your honest sentiments do you credit, my dear. Yes, yes.
What became of the dog, Boomer?
Well, I'll tell you. Pardon me if I wipe my eyes. It's a very touching story. We were playing Oskaloosa last week, and there was a flea circus next door. My dog eloped with their leading lady. Just a stage door, Fido. And if I don't find him, I'm going to be out of luck. Yes, sir. Well, if you won't sell me a dog, I'll have to look elsewhere. Good day to you and the best of...
Hey there. Put those goldfish down.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. Every time I see a couple of fins floating around, I always... good day to you. Good day and the best of health.
Thanks, bud.
To your livestock.
You know what, McGee?
What?
I think he was crooked.
No.
Really, I do. You heard what he said about that.
Oh, hello there, little girl.
Hi, mister.
What can I do for you?
Hmm?
I says, what did you want?
I want to look at the birds and the goldfish and the canaries and things. Can I, mister? Can I, please?
Oh, okay, sis, but don't touch anything. You might get bit by a parrot or something.
Hmm?
I bet you'd cry if a parrot bit you.
You would, too, I bet you, if he bit you.
Well, I bet you. I mean, how do you like the goldfish?
Well, who painted them?
Nobody painted them. They come that way.
What way?
Gold.
Hmm?
I says goldfish are naturally gold.
Why?
Well, dadrabbit, how do I know why?
Don't you work here?
Well, of course I work here, but that's...
Well, gee, then you ought to know why, I betcha.
Oh. Well, why is a parrot all them bright colors?
Why?
I'm asking you.
I guess we're both pretty dumb, aren't we? Go on, mister.
Pretty dumb, well, for the love of Mike. Can you imagine that kid coming in here and...
Oh, how do you do, sir? What can we do for you now? We have some lovely...
I'm looking for a girl who said she'd... Oh, there she is. Margie.
Albert.
Darling.
Sweetheart.
Heavenly days, Mickey. No. Look at him.
Hey, you two lovebirds. Go on home if you want to do that, or find a park bench.
Oh, Albert.
Hey, quit it, I said.
Who's the snooky who comes as old?
Oh, Albert.
Hey, what's the idea here? What do you think this is?
Well, the sign in the window says pet shop.
Molly, you know, I think I could make dough in a pet shop like that. You know, I got a kind of a way with animals.
Oh, yes? But you haven't much of a way with customers.
What do you mean, Molly?
Well, when that fella came in with the St. Bernard dog and said it was eating him out of house and home and wanted to trade it in for something smaller, what did you tell him?
Well, I just told
him. Why, you told him to trade it in for a moth because moths only eat holes.
Good night.
Good night, dog.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and inviting you all to be with us again next week at this same time.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ Chicago. Tickets are available for the Fibber McGee rebroadcast. If you would like to attend one of these late performances, write the Johnson Program, care of WMAQ Chicago.